Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world in this COVID era we live in, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
Hey, it's me. And that guy.
That guy Yoon is back again.
I'm back.
So,
like hemorrhoids.
Yeah, well, hemorrhoids never leave people.
Yeah, it's a flare up.
Just like herpes.
Preparation A, just put it on there.
I think herpes eventually leaves, but it comes back.
No, it like they say, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It just keeps giving.
It doesn't give to people that already has it, though, so duh.
Well, you never know. It might cross-pollinate and make super herpes.
It's like that scene in Dallas Buyers Club when Matthew McConaughey found out that the other girl had AIDS, and he was like,
well,
I could fuck you. Like, yeah, that's perfect.
They ain't gonna hold me back.
Yeah, because that's what I would do. If I had it, I would just go to like a convention center of AIDS. And I would just be like, I want that one right there.
You could, right? Could you just like wait at like a clinic that, you know, pushes out like AIDS medication and just be like, you want to fuck?
Yeah. You go to those clinics right there or whatever. Or you just go to the projects and just thin it out. Thin out the hair.
All up in the peach.
So we got a very special show here today.
Show is.
Man, this is very special now.
Show is.
It's
Show enough.
I feel like we've done 20 Cavalon shows on here. But none of them involved any of these bottles or whatever.
Oh,
so,
no. Not that I know of.
So today's episode is Cavalon Cash Strength. And mainly is because we're still angry at Red Britain.
That's one of my gripes. Okay. We're going to talk about some shit. Yeah,
you should get that $500 bottle then. That's like...
Oh, the 27?
Yeah, no, 28 is. Yeah, 28. No, 27 is the one we saw at that restaurant.
Oh, the red one.
The Ruby.
Oh,
yeah. 28-year-old. The Dreamcast. It's $500.
That little bottle?
$2,500, yeah.
Okay, if it was like Tessa Thompson piss or something, I'd be like, ooh, hell yeah.
I could drink it and put it on eBay.
Exactly. I'd take a little sip.
I put it on Unicorn Auctions.
Yeah. I'll just randomly put one of the pregnancy tests in it to see if she has a baby. Like,
I would take it to like a lab and say, can you make a person out of this?
Exactly. I need you to clone.
I need you to clone this girl, okay?
Clone her for me.
I seen them do it in Spider-Man.
Yeah. They do it on her show, Westworld.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
You can't tell me she's been dead 14 times and she's been coming back every time.
And I swear to God, if Michael Ealy comes out of this piss, I'm going to kill you. Okay. Yes, but seriously, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that little Dreamcast thing, I can't believe it.
Well,
don't get me wrong, I bet you it's bomb as shit.
Oh, yeah, that Dreamcast. I only have a 32-year-old, but that motherfucker was really good. Like, it was really good.
Man. I need Jeff Bezos money just so I can just buy everything. Just go find everything and everything.
That bottle don't ship to the U.S. anyway, so.
I'm Jeff Bezos. I got billions, baby.
I guess that's true. You just type in when they ask for payment, just write Jeff Bezos or whatever.
Oh, my God. What's going on? What's going on?
I think your phone is going off.
No, that's not me.
No. Yeah, that's definitely you.
God dang it. Yeah. You know what it is? It's my stupid tile thing.
What is that?
It's my Bluetooth Bluetooth thing. Yes,
what the fuck?
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
I like how you're looking at me like
I'm not familiar with it. I haven't had it for long, but yeah, oops, my bad.
Okay, anyway, I thought that was Jeff Bezos, but like, these niggas are talking about me. They're talking about me.
I was a little worried too. I'm like, damn, did he hack my phone?
Yeah.
Is he listening through my Amazon app?
So what we got here is we got the Cavalon Cash Strength Edition here. We finally collected a lot of the American release bottles or whatever here, or at least the ones that we could find in America.
It's pretty, by the way. Everyone, it's fucking pretty.
And this is not even really all of them, but I was like,
it's all the ones that we could afford.
Thank you. Yes.
It's all the ones that we had enough plasma that we had sold to afford.
I had to suck a lot of dick.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Okay?
That shit weakened my immune system.
My jaw hurts. Yeah. I don't know how these ladies do it every now and freaking roll. My jaw hurts like a motherfucker, okay? The only one we don't have that's in one of these tubes, whatever, is the brandy cast. It's in an orange tube, right?
Oh, I was going to say the green one.
They don't have, we got the green one right here.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
We got so much up here, you can't even see them. That's
ugly ass green.
It's a forest green.
Yeah, it's like baby throw up or something.
Yeah, it looked like baby shit, actually. With
probably.
Hell, I even got the midget bottle. No way.
Yeah, but the midget bottle looks like it's legit.
It looks like wood. That's why.
Yeah, this one looks like wood. It looks all badass.
Color that bad wood. Look at
yeah.
Damn. The only so the brandy cast is the only one in the tube we don't have, whatever. And I tried to look for that thing, but I was like, it ain't even worth the price no more.
What they want for like $500?
A little bit, yeah.
Ooh, wait, no.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to go overseas probably grab that thing if I can find the damn thing. So, but what we got here is we got the sherry cask strength, the ex bourbon cask strength, the Vinhel cask strength, the port cask strength. And of course, I got my little solo sherry cask, man. But that's like a if we make it.
Yeah, that's depends on how fucked up we get by the time we get there.
Yeah, and since I already had an open bottle of the sherry cask strength, I just figured we'd just kill that bottle.
Yeah, we should,
instead of just opening up this.
Yeah, why open
there.
A new one?
Yeah,
and just drink this one.
So, which by the way, this one's higher in percentage of alcohol too,
that is
as well.
True. That
and
is
there's
true.
A story behind this one or whatever. That's Yoon's first ever Cavalon.
Sure was.
Man, you got your ears wet like a motherfucker when you
that
I mean,
day.
That,
oh
I
my
mean,
god, that day I drank everything.
That's why that bottle's that low.
I drank everything.
But I mean, like, just in Cavalon, we've been searching up Cavalon since 2016. I remember when you told me about it, and I know people probably heard this story already, or whatever, because we talk about billions and how this was the bottle that was
the
on there and stuff.
When Hobo was talking about it's infused with chocolate.
And for some reason, Yoon was just fascinated. I think he knew I was into whiskey, and I think he just brought it up random. I was looking at him like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Because he said on the show, they emphasized it's Taiwanese, it's got chocolate in it. I said, wait, what?
I think you only asked me because I drink a lot of Japanese whiskey, so you probably
right. So I thought maybe the Asian thing would kind of like be like right next door type of thing. Like, oh, I know that shit.
I was a newbie to Taiwanese whiskey at that. I didn't even know it fucking existed, to be honest. I had no idea what Cavalon was. You showed me that clip in Billions. I don't know what it was. I don't, maybe it was just the research you was doing. I just became very fascinated with Cavalon after. I was just like, I must own you.
Yeah.
And then literally a month later, that's when I traveled and I got that bottle. That's why I brought that bottle. I remember you was just going, you should have got the blue one. I was just like, I never seen this one, no. I ain't see it. Now I see this motherfucker everywhere.
Yeah. Look, I was just going to get whatever was in front of me, okay?
I wanted to be different.
Yeah.
So I got that one or whatever, and then that's when the adventure of Cavalon hunting just got we started seeing the cheaper bottles, whatever, was getting those, and even those taste good. They don't compare to these, but they taste good.
Yeah.
I mean, those are good everyday pours, whatever, but then these came along, and man, it's just...
Set us straight.
This ex-bourbon cask here, we'll get into that a little bit later, but this sherry cask one, that was Yoon's first ever Cavalon, and you had that last year, was it?
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah, it was last year. We was at a meetup, a barbecue.
Yeah, oh, man.
And
that day, I had this Cavalon and a whole bunch of other stuff.
You kept going back to that Cavalon, I remember.
Because it was...
You didn't go back to that Boss Hog, and you really didn't try that,
no,
too.
But I think didn't they finish it?
We did finish it.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, we finished it later in the night, though.
Right. I don't want to be greedy, but like, just keep pouring that shit.
But I remember, I don't think the Boss Hog impressed you as much as you thought it was
going to be. No, you'll see, when you go back in time to that moment, and then fast forward to now, after we had the
Six edition.
Yeah, the Samurai Scientist.
Yeah.
Now, it makes sense why you're not a fan.
Well,
no, but it makes sense to me now.
Well, even Seb was, that's all we talked about that whole night. Well,
yeah.
It was with Seb. We just kept talking about, like, this shit ain't worth no $500.
Yeah, no, I remember everyone pointed out. Everybody pointed out saying it's not worth it. Yeah, they would drop the price a bit. Yeah, because.
I would go at the most $150.
Yeah.
And that's like the high. I think at the meetup we said $200 or whatever, but now I'm going like $50 or less, whatever. I'm like $150.
Like, I'd pay like $200, maybe $250 for that.
And I'm going $150 just based on the presentation of it.
Yeah.
The presentations are always nice of it, but $500, they can blow a dick. Like, the juice inside is just like mediocre as fuck. I mean,
it was just, remember, that shit was just pure alcohol.
Yeah, shit. That's like,
I mean, pure fucking alcohol. Like, ooh.
But I remember this one, you were going back to this one.
Oh, and then the Blantons.
Yeah, you tried all the Blantons for once too, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was when we got into the argument, or at least I did with everybody else, that the straight from the barrel tastes way better than the gold does. I don't know why he would think the gold tastes better than the straight from the barrel. Straight from the barrel is way fucking better. Because I think that day you had black barrel.
And then that gold one.
Gold.
And yeah, only those three of them.
There was a regular one there too, but I don't think you can fuck. Because your thing was, I'm only going to fuck with bottles that I never had before. Yeah, so
I'm going to drink only the ones I'm never ever going to drink again, nor see again. So I said, I'm going to drink all those. And then when your buddy brought out the
Glendronic Platinum.
And then the Taylor.
Yeah, the barrel Taylor. Proof. Yeah. Oh, man. Which shot props to that motherfucker recently who just got a, which one did he get? I think he got the barrel proof, right?
I think it's the same one. Yeah.
But I don't know what the man's business out there, but for that price he got it for.
Wow.
Whew, man. Oh my Lord, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What
you call him? can I come by for a sample?
What you doing?
Oh wait, no wait, but isn't he in the area where people see planes not in the right direction?
He's in Orange County.
He's not over there.
Yeah, yeah. He's not in there. No, you're thinking about Chris. You're thinking of the other one or whatever. The muscular one or whatever.
Okay, I just remember someone lives over there.
Chris is the one with all the bookers.
Oh.
Yeah, with the one who said his photos look all fucking fancy looking or whatever.
Sure is.
That's because the other guy takes the photos. He's a popper.
That makes sense. This photo looks nice.
He's the one with the bookers, 30, 25, and rye.
Mmm.
Man, bless him. I look out.
And it was just that cabinet full of bookers.
I just look in his window sometimes and stare or whatever. He's the one that, when I first went to his house and I got like, I was drinking a lot or whatever, and I just spent the night in his bathroom.
Oh, yeah. When he went to that fast food joint.
Oh, yeah, we went to the bar.
Right, and he ended up walking to his house. And somehow found it without even knowing what it was. Man, that is some creepy ass shit. But you know what that tells you? Your shit was on your right mind.
Hell yeah.
You might have been fucked up. And then, but subconsciously, you knew what the fuck you were doing.
Because what it was, what happened when we was at the Archibalds get pancakes. Oh, I got pancakes.
Right.
And they was like, why the fuck you getting pancakes? I was just like, bitches.
Yeah. Because once you take your blouses off, you
blouses win. Bitches. That's why. Yeah. So then they were just like, where you going? I was like, I'm just going to go take a piss real quick. Not to know that there was a dance floor at Legends next door, and I heard that. I was like, oh, hey. Yeah. And I'm in next door. And I get a text, whatever, like 20 minutes later. Hey, we just got in the Uber back to Chris's house. Yeah, we don't know where you went, whatever stuff. I said, oh, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I'll make it back right. Next thing I walk 10 minutes there, I get there. I was just and I love it because they open the door. Who the fuck at my door? How, though? I just walk right through the door like Samuel Jackson and fucking Jungle Fever and shit. Didn't even look, make eye contact. I just walk right through.
Yeah. Probably don't remember.
No.
That's like me when I woke up next to fucking Staples.
We were having a nice little bottle share at the house, or whatever, just the four of us, the OGs. We were just chilling. And then I think it was Henry's ass. You met him in the Pasadena parking lot multiple times. I think his ass came and said, let's just go to Saint Second. Next you know it, we fucking drinking George T. Stagg and Yamazaki 18 and Old Crow and shit. God,
this is what they had there or what?
Oh, Saint Second got some good shit or whatever.
Shit.
So and for the four of us, because we just paid together, it was like cheap the way we split. I was like, because for all those pours, I remember, I don't know what Henry said, I just threw my card in it, and I just remember him saying, going like, oh, it's 37 each, and I was just like,
that's it?
I was like, man, that's a fucking, I just looked at him and was just like, you paying extra, you just jipping us, or like, what's going on? He's like, no, each of us 30, I was like, that was the three of us only to pay that too. It was four of us.
Man, what'd you drink? Bookers what?
No, we had we didn't have no Bookers. We had a George T. Stagg.
Okay.
Yamazaki 18, Old Crow and Old Taylor.
Holy shit. $37?
For four glasses of pour each.
Oh, okay.
I have the photo. You should see all the glasses that's sitting there. Because we just like at the bar, not even sitting.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
We're not even sitting down.
Yeah, because I remember you had all these glasses.
Over all these fucking glasses.
Right. And I remember that picture. That was a while back. Yeah.
and then next thing you know, that's when we was like, let's go get some food. And I was just like, I want some pancakes. And normally, because I'm used to being out with you on Friday nights, whatever and shit, because it was a Friday. And this, matter of fact, it wasn't even a bottle share. I was just going to sell my Yamazaki Limited Edition to Henry for like $250. I was giving it to him for $250. And next you know, that's when Jeff came and whatever and shit. And we just started.
Oh, just made it tonight?
I just made it tonight.
Fuck it, why not?
I said, okay. And then next you know, I was like, because I'm used to being with you getting breakfast or tacos. And then I said, ain't no tacos. Let me get them pancakes. And then that's when I realized I ain't danced all night. This don't feel like a Friday. This ain't a Friday night.
No, man, it's been rough these Fridays.
Hey, I gotta tell you, I think I'm out of shape, to be honest, because of these Fridays.
Man, let me tell you something. I was with some peoples. We went for a walk from their house to the marina, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it was like one way, it was like 2 miles.
Yeah.
Obviously, 4 miles total. I got home the next day, and my knees were on fire.
Yeah.
I had to put that compression sleeve on to like reduce the swelling in my knees because all day my shit hurt. I'm like, oh.
I didn't realize. I mean, I knew it was beneficial every Friday night going dancing and stuff like that. Like, but I didn't know, like, to not doing it in the past, what, month and a half now, whatever. I didn't realize how much that shit
was. It was like damn near 2 months.
I didn't even realize.
Who'd have thunk it that just that one Friday we usually go. Right, either whether it be Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, right? Or both.
How good it was for us to keep the joints and everything lubricated and fluid.
And man. And you just turned an age older, and I'm about to turn an age older.
Yeah.
So, we needed all the movements and body movements and where we can get.
I'm trying to get all these different gyrations going because if I don't, man. Like my steam iron thing that I was trying to muck with today. I was like, shit, I ain't used this in a minute. Fired it up. I thought I broke it. Nope. Just had to give it a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had to give it a minute and it finally started working
again. You think when we get back or whatever and stuff, like we're going to be like that fool with the bandana around his neck that think he can dance and can't really dance or whatever or not or what? Nah, because I think we got rhythm. I don't think you can be that corny.
Well, technically, do you consider doing something with one hand or like one body part rhythm?
No, not at all.
Right, because you'd have to kind of do something to induce rhythm, right? So if I just wave my hand, even though I'm just waving my hand, is that rhythm? No.
I just hope that when we get back to the dance floor, we run into that brother and he battle dances you. Because he's got beef with you.
Probably does. Probably give me a hug or something. Can I have a hug?
What if, what if he has like a bandana made for you whatever, with your face on it?
And he bedazzles it?
Yeah. You could wear that as a mask going forward.
I probably could. I thank him for it if you gave it to me. I'd be like, hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
I'll wear it for you, baby.
Yeah. It's like my balls. I'm like, oh, can you have it back now?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you can have it back now.
I don't know. Right, baby. Yeah, he sounds like Caitlyn for some reason.
Oh.
So.
What if he sounds like David Beckham, just hyper.
I can see that. Yeah. So we're gonna kill this bottle.
Bottle kill.
So this bottle kill. This bottle's been passed down.
It is.
So it was Seth's bottle first, and he didn't like it because it was too sugary. It was then given to Christoph. Christoph brought it to a meetup, whatever stuff. Next, you ended up drinking most of this.
Oops. And delicious.
And Christoph
guilty as charged.
I think. I forgot why I was over there. Me and Christoph, I think me and him might have been doing one of our usual trades we do or whatever. And I must have gave him something. And he just said, here, take this. And I was like, okay. And I knew that one day Yoon would be able to finish this bottle. And I said, this is perfect right here. So we can finish this bottle now, sir.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this shit.
So let's see if you have good. Let's see if you can remember what that taste tasted like when you first had this.
Is it like Little Wayne? Buzzy juice.
Look at that right there.
Ooh. Ooh, bottle kill.
To the last drop.
You should take a picture of that.
As soon as I, like, even it out.
Okay, there you go.
All right, that's perfect. Yeah.
That's pretty.
Get the fuck out the way, water. Oh, you leave that glass in there. Like yeah, I get a picture of that. But, yeah, that's
actually beautiful right there.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, right there. Okay. Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Buzzy juice.
Hey, Luke Wayne. All right. So, that is done. Here you go, sir.
Oh, I thank you.
That's actually a perfect pour.
Oh, that is. Man, that is rashing. That's rashing out the juice.
Man,
that shit smells so pretty.
Oh, my God.
Cheers, my brother.
What are you getting on the nose there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Deliciousness.
You're definitely Castro. That's
you know what it is? Like I said earlier, I'm getting a nosegasm. Nosegasm.
You smell chocolate. That's for damn sure. That chocolate is there.
That is. That's probably why he didn't like it.
Yeah. I can see where he say it is kind of sweet or whatever and stuff. But once again, it's a sherry cask. I mean, of course it's going to be a little bit sweet. So, oh, man. This miniature one has Oloroso.
Oloroso.
Sherry. I just pulled those out because I just wanted the image. You can get the fuck out of the way now. Because I don't think I'll ever be opening those miniature bottles.
No, never.
I don't know. Maybe I'll, like, carry them around. Because I want to get more of them. Oh man, look at all that that sherry. You get the sherry, the oak. Oh, the nose. I'm ready to sip on these bad boys.
Cheers.
Ooh.
That's nasty.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah. Ooh, and you got the
Cavalon glass. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh my God, that's cash strength. That's cash strength.
Mm.
I always love when you drink. You always go into like some realm of your own or whatever. Rather you'd like walk off to a corner.
I do.
Or you just put your head down when you're sitting down and just be like, I need to think about this. Damn, you get that burn a little bit after this?
I sure did. Yeah. I looked at it. I wasn't looking at it because I was like, ooh, I'm just going in my own world. I was like, oh my God.
It's kind of like that burn. Damn. It's kind of like that burn like those $100 bottle of Redbreast gave you, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, bro, that burned my wallet, not my chest.
Ah, this is really fucking good. Worth $200, I must say.
Oh, I know.
I think it's worth $200. See, Cavalon, though, compared to like Whistlepig, I can get the prices. Look at the fucking presentation, the juice inside itself, whatever. It's like, I understand that, baby.
Damn Taiwanese.
$500, though. I don't understand that shit for no Boss Hog. You blow me. Although that little Black Prince now got me curious and shit. It's like, oh, maybe that's the one, then. I trade you my six. Nah, hell no, I ain't trading that. Go ahead and down this one.
Mm.
That is so fucking good.
Wow.
I love that.
How much is this?
This one's $200.
Yeah, I better drink this and drink that.
Because not only...
I meant that as in a ball dog.
But because not only that, though, is this also has that burn, but you get so many flavors with the burn.
Yeah. But this is... Like you said, it has
a well-balanced.
It's flavors. You could understand what you're tasting.
Mm-hmm.
It actually intrigues your palate because you're trying to understand what you're drinking.
Yeah.
That shit, it's like Everclear. It's just fucking alcohol. Like, God damn.
It's an Incredible Hulk.
Pretty much. Right. Probably more Alizé, less fucking other shit.
I know PC probably listening to this going like, you motherfuckers, don't you talk about my motherfucking Whistlepig. Little Black Prince, bitch.
Yeah. No, but the other Boss Hog, that one was not bad.
The five?
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
That one was not bad.
I
went back to that to this.
Yeah, I don't remember the nah. I think they called that one the Malvi or something like that.
Yeah.
Malvi or whatever. That I don't remember the alcohol being that strong in that one. I just don't remember the characters being that all standing out. Like
I just don't remember that one being fucking
no, it was, alcohol. No, it definitely was. This one's way stronger than that one. But I am curious to try Little Black Prince. Let's put it that way. I'll try Little Black Prince. Look, I'm giving Whistlepig a lot of fucking chances. I'm giving Whistlepig a lot of fucking chances.
Man, speaking of Little Black Prince.
Which we saw the bottle, too.
Yep.
I just did. We're not spinning that again.
Nah.
No. Not again.
Like I said, this is, when we were buying it,
mm-hmm.
That's our Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That's the Last Samurai.
Shit, if PC listening to this, I know he got bottles of it. I'll give him three sample bottles for two sample bottles of the Black Prince then. For that one. Mm. So let's make it happen, man. Because I know he all in his trades and sharing off whatever. So I'm down to do that because I damn sure. Hell no. None of $500, $400 for no fucking another Whistlepig bottle. That's just fucking.
Because we bought that thing in Dalmore.
Dalmore tastes way better.
Exactly.
Dalmore tastes way fucking better.
And I'm not a bunch of a Scotch guy still anymore, but
Dalmore tastes way
Dalmore
fucking better.
That King Alexander is sweet.
What are you giving this, man? What are you dropping on this?
Man, I'm already gonna future proof my shit.
All last drops.
All TLDs, okay? TLD, everything. Okay?
Everything.
And you could lie to me and tell me that this was dog shit dookie water. I'm like, oh my God. Dog shit dookie water? Is that the new Cavalon flavor?
I would have been like, I'd have been like, damn, some good dog shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dog shit dookie water.
You would never look at another dog the same game and be like, yeah, take that shit.
No, I would look at every dog as a question mark going, hey, does your dog shit taste like this?
He's walking his boss's dogs now, shit. He's picking up their shit and storing it.
Exactly.
Like,
saving it.
You, why aren't you throwing these away or whatever? Research.
I'm doing something.
I'm doing something with this. Okay,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to find the cure.
And Yoon's way of making liquor is like he takes that dog shit, puts water in it, and shakes it up. Mo liquor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll throw it in the freezer to kind of let the cultures kind of grow.
Yeah.
And pull it back out, flash it. Yeah.
You know, I'm just gonna go ahead and open up all these motherfuckers right now. So,
oh my God, wow,
shit just falling out of them. pop that one open for me.
Yeah.
That sherry has one at least. Ah. We're having a good time. We just talking Cavalon and bullshitting like we always do. We just drinking. Wow. Look at the beauties on these bottles right here, man. Which one is the prettiest one to you? Which one are you feeling the most? I like that white on that sherry.
You know what I mean? I'm always going to be a sucker for the blue one, because the blue one was the first one I ever seen. So
that blue one is nice as fuck. Yeah. That blue one, actually.
To me, that blue one is like a unicorn, because I didn't think I was ever going to see it like in my life. Because I didn't know how much this thing cost then when I first got the chance to see it.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure at that time it probably was cheaper.
Yeah.
that was before one of those fucking awards.
But that tells you how smart they were.
Yes.
They probably just gave it to the show and said, here. And bam, fast forward, look where we are.
Well, shit, Jim Beam was Jim Murray was the fucking one that won Whiskey of the Year. You know what his thing is, you win Whiskey of the Year, your prices go up, and you're harder to find, whatever. Thank you, Murray.
God damn it.
We love you, so.
That dude needs to get hit by a bus.
Fucking much. We just, I just love you so fucking
much. Okay, I don't want him to die. I just want him to get hit by a bus.
I mean, you can get hit by a bus and live.
Whatever happens after you get hit by the bus, okay.
That fucking sherry cask is dark as fuck, by the way.
It is.
It's the blackest. I think it's the blackest one, too.
Right, even the port cask with that brown label, hell no.
And that look like coffee, dude.
like coffee syrup.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Damn.
And this one and that
the
one.
The ex-bourbon is like nothing.
Yeah, it's got that light amber color.
It's funny how you got the color sequence in order, and then you just put the darkest one over here. See, what makes sense? What makes sense is this. It's dark as fuck, and it has a white label.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm liking that port cask color, though, but That sherry cask is throwing me off, dude. That is like, there's not even a reflection of a different color in that motherfucker. It is straight black.
It is.
Oh, shit. That's fucking crazy. So what we're going to do here now is we're going to go up next to the ex-bourbon cask.
Let's do it.
It's bottle number 57 out of 155. And a lot of these bottles, they don't even go over 200, actually, shared. So they're unicorns in my eyes. So let's do this one, man.
Yep. Yeah.
This is the one we thought we was going to have to call San Francisco offices and shit to fucking, can you ship this to us, please?
Yeah, that's true.
And one day just got lucky at Total Wine and got it for $200.
Yeah! So looking at Total Wine.
Yeah. I would like to believe Total Wine's a helpful use in all of our Cavalon purchases.
Sometimes, you know, I love how the fact that Total Wine always fools you, thinking that you're going to get something for whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, Total Wine, if you listen to this, update your website. Book is Dirty is not $179.
It would be if they had it.
Shit. Never.
They do get these bottles, though.
For $179?
Fuck yeah. Do you not? I keep telling you this every fucking year or whatever, around end of the year, because you don't have points and shit like that. I don't email you. They email us. That's why I told you last year, whatever.
I was Total Wine. Yeah, I get busy.
And you was looking at the apps, talking about like, hey, it ain't working on the app, whatever. I was like, yeah, it ain't working for you. You didn't get the email, whatever.
Yeah,
shit.
I don't get the.
I kept telling you the shit kept crashing because they sell BTAC and Pappy, dude. So fucking dirt cheap. Like, you get a Pappy 15, dude, on Total Wine for around bourbon season. You get that shit for $200 or whatever and stuff, dude. So yeah, if they did get Booker's 30, whatever, that's the price they're gonna fucking sell it for you, whatever and shit.
Wow.
That's why you gotta stay updated. So you don't tell them what the fuck to do. They know what the fuck they're doing. They don't need to update no webpage or whatever.
Yeah. They're
getting you hyped up, baby. Shit, that's why they tell you.
I never see it.
They saying, nigga, you need to get some points. That's what you talking about, whatever. Yeah. Shit. How do you think I got my George C. Stack? I got that shit for $159 for them.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I bought something at Total Wine.
Ain't nothing near you. That's why.
That's true.
ain't nothing near you.
Yeah, the one thing is fucking
Hawthorne.
Yeah, fuck. And they ain't that shit there.
They do that shit there.
They do?
Yeah, where do you think this one came from?
Oh, okay.
where do you think this came from?
God damn it.
Yeah, just shutting you the fuck up.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. Total Wine, I take my statement back.
And they came up with an ex-bourbon cast store pick, too. So.
Okay.
And it came with this nice little glass in it right there.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, so, time for you to shut the fuck up.
All right, Total Wine, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, I'm going to go ahead and open this now.
Okay. Do it for Total Wine.
Oh! Ooh. That's nice. That smells like it could have sherry in it.
Oh.
That's got a nice little aroma to it.
Man, did you put some cocoa butter on your hands?
Yes. but not on this hand. This is frustration.
Oh, that was frustration. Okay.
This is cocoa butter.
I was like, that smells like cocoa butter.
That's frustration.
Oh, okay.
This one's cocoa butter. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. I was like, man.
And it's only $3.99.
I see that.
You just gotta be black.
Oh, okay. Oh, like the Sherry cast.
Blacker than that, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's got like a tropical plum sense to it. They were like, you getting that smell over there? Like, okay. That does smell like cocoa.
That smell like cocoa. Is that right?
That's a little bit. That does have like a little bit of.
Wait, what is that? Right? What is it? Oh, shit, I was right!
Yeah.
Clean and fresh tropical fruitness with pleasant hints of vanilla, coconut, and spice.
Oh my god, I pulled that shit out my ass on that one.
Coconut is not cocoa butter. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Look, I said cocoa butter, okay? It's close enough.
No, it's not. Oh my god, silly goose.
Yeah, cocoa butter.
I'm gonna give that 2 snaps, okay?
Okay. Can I get it in C formation? Not Z formation.
Is that like some Korean railroad shit or whatever?
No, C is like coconut. I get it in C formation, you know? Coconut.
That was a race joke I just did.
Yeah. Okay. See? Impression.
Oh, man, that smells... That is like some... I'm going to lay in my hammock shit and don't bother me type pour. It smells right there. It's very tropical.
Right.
But damn, if you take a long... You definitely get that cash drink smell. Get low. That shit went right up my sinuses.
Yeah, if you let it linger, boy, believe me, you ain't...
Holy shit.
You don't need no sinuses. Like, no sinus meds.
Ooh, yeah, that shit went straight up the nose. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh. You get a little bit more of a toasty oak flavor on the back of the tongue, whatever. It's following what's on the nose, definitely tropical. Oh, it's hell.
It kind of has that very subtle kind of scotchish kind of feel.
It is Taiwanese and it's a single malt, so yeah. They usually Taiwanese whiskey, it kind of falls into the scotch territory. So yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I get
this one doesn't linger as the sherry cask does.
No, this is very, very subtle.
This is
very light.
I would say this one should be a good starter for one if you want to get one of these tube Cavillons.
True.
Well, let's wait till we get to the other two, I guess, before I say. But we've had the other two.
I'm gonna say that be the fact that based purely on color
don't mean shit.
I'm just gonna. I meant color in terms of the labels.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, color don't mean shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look at you.
We did that Battle Hill one time, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And the McAllen 17, which was lighter than the 16, tasted better.
Mm.
So, color don't mean shit. This is nice and easy on the palate. It's nice and smooth.
It is.
It doesn't linger.
No.
So that could be a good thing if you're not into that lingering, burning sensation like I am, because I am into that. I don't think I'd drop a last drop on this, though. Actually, I probably would, yeah.
I have to say
this is actually pretty good. I was like, this is actually pretty good. This is really fucking good. You know where you get that burning sensation? It's right on the tip of the tongue when you get that first sip in. That's where a lot of that cast comes in. And yet, this is still stronger than the red breast. What you thinking over there? Taking over deep breaths and stuff like that. Getting all fluctuated.
I'm enjoying this. I'm in happy town, you know?
It's pretty smooth, isn't it?
Oh, I'm in happy town right now. It's subtle and smooth and it's so refined.
I would actually say, I don't think these are the right words, but I would say I think it's smoother and it's more subtle than the sherry cask.
It is. The sherry cask is more of a pow, you know? You feel that power.
Pow, ta-da, watch out now. Yeah. It's the little one and I'm not bowing.
Yeah. I look at the sherry we just had like a diesel truck.
Well, I only said that because sherry is supposed to be meant more smoother. I would say that sherry one is more for the experienced drinker as far as being smooth. I would say this one, anyone can drink this one.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
I feel like I can give this to, like, ladies you know that don't even drink whatever. They'd be like...
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, oh, it doesn't burn like most whiskey does or whatever.
It's like, what's this, Cavillon?
It tastes just like candy.
Yeah.
So dance with me.
That was Lil' Cum, right?
Yeah.
You know that whole song, don't you?
Which one?
Candy.
I think so.
Yeah, you ain't gonna think so. You know the song. You know that whole song. Oh, man. I actually enjoy this, to be honest.
I don't want to drink it all yet. I'm thinking about that.
I kind of see that. That's the first time I've ever seen you like linger with a drink before or whatever.
It's like
57.1 alcohol percentage, by the way, too.
57?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
The strongest one here is the Port Cask.
Ooh, yeah.
The Vinho's 56.3, which I think is the lightest one out of all of them. And the one we just had was 58.6. Yeah. So, the Vinho is the lightest one, which some would say is the darkest color out of here or whatever. But this one is just...
Oh, no. This shit is dark.
Yeah, that's...
I could tell by
looking at it. I said second dark. I didn't say first. That don't even count. I don't know what the fuck that is, okay? That's...
This is called Sherry Cask Nighttime.
I would just pull that out and be like the black of the bear, the sweet of the juice shit.
Yeah, thank you, Tupac.
I'd put OJ on that fucking bottle right there.
Oh, how about the R. Kelly thing, you know?
Yeah.
Put R. Kelly on the one, the dark one,
and then the drip, and then the girl.
Face.
I want her whole body on her knees.
The whole,
yeah, just like
holding a sign with her ID.
Yeah, smiling like
I'm 14.
Like covered in piss and shit, whatever.
Yeah.
We just lost three sponsors.
That's all right. We may have lost three, but then six more will come back.
R. Kelly, all promoted by R. Kelly.
This show is brought to you by R. Kelly and his piss.
If you haven't had any of his piss, buy some now. They come in mason jars. Yes.
They come in three different sizes.
Man, we are babysitting the fuck out of these. This drink is really like
it's good. I can't let it go. It's so good.
Go to Hawaii. Can we take this with us?
Shit, might as well. Maybe I should take it with me
when
I get in the truck.
You could take samples on the plane.
You could.
Yeah,
that's right.
Wow,
as long as it's under what was it? 4 ounces?
Was it three?
Three, four, whatever.
Might be four.
Whatever the ounce requirement is.
I only have 1 ounce bottles,
man.
So even better.
Yeah, there you go. So you give me that four 1 ounce bottles.
Pop that bitch on the plane. Can I just get a cup?
Yeah.
Yes.
Beverages. Ice, please.
Yes. Maybe two.
Just some ice.
Two ice cubes, please. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yes.
All right. Let me kill it.
Oh damn! You get a strong whiff. Holy shit! I must have sinuses or something because every time I take a strong whiff of this shit, like it just like runs up the nose like a motherfucker. There's like a strong burning feeling when you sniff this bitch, though. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and kill it though.
Yeah, same here.
Mm. Oh, that is so.
Okie chokey.
It's very okie. Man. What the fuck?
Oh, that's not me.
Yeah, that was me. I don't know what the fuck over there talking. I got so many devices in here that talked. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
That was...
Man, if that was the first official one we've just opened, wow.
Man, that was
Wow.
Man.
Tell you.
Okay, we said it didn't linger. Okay, it doesn't linger in alcohol. What it lingers in is flavor.
Oh, I'm gonna let you know right now. I got a fucking head change.
I don't know. Yeah, I can see you spinning that glaze. You're like, yeah, get all the liquid out. I wanna try that Vinho. Yeah, you're gonna be my hoe. I'm gonna give my truck this VIN number and then you can be my hoe.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait to put my placard on my new truck.
You should get what your glasses say. I'm KDL, bitch.
I should put that in the front.
What did you think of those glasses, by the way?
Oh, it was fucking dope. Thank you, brother. So I sent a picture of it like more clearly to a buddy of mine because he saw the Instagram thing.
Yeah.
Well, it was an Instagram, sorry. I sent him a picture of the cake.
Yeah.
My little fake COVID-19 birthday cake.
Yeah, toilet paper. Yeah.
Yeah, toilet paper and the wipes and shit.
Yeah.
And he said, what's behind the glass?
That's Rick James, bitch.
That's Rick James, bitch. What the fuck you think it is? Like,
fuck your couch. Yeah, I'm Rick James, bitch. Yeah.
Unity.
Unity. Ah, Charlie, my man. I'm Rick James, bitch. I learned that the other day. That motherfucker said, Tyler! And he started swinging. He's like, this is Rick James.
He's like, that big old Unity thing on his forehead. Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy.
Well, I love how he just slaps the chick. Rick James, bitch.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. I never just got on nobody's couch and just grind my feet today.
I love how he had all that like dirt and crap on his shoes. His big old platform shoes.
Why don't you stretch out, nigga?
Yeah. It's a celebration!
One of them five fingers saying that face.
Yes.
Charlie Murphy's reaction, though, when he got slapped, that shit was fucking priceless. Yeah. That look, even Donnell Rawls was standing next to him, he even looked like that motherfucker just slapped you.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Let's get into the Benho now. Yeah, so we're saving the podcast for last, or whatever.
I don't care.
Yeah, y'all know you don't give a shit.
I don't care.
So, the Benho. The Benho. This is bottle number 180 out of 191. If you don't know what the Benho is, comes in that nice little blue tube. And it comes with a little certification of authentic. I ain't opened the bitch because the ribbon's so nice.
Oh, yeah, it's ribbon's so nice.
I won't touch it. I leave right in there. I
just put it next to the silicone pack.
And it even comes fresh with a nice crack cocaine. Whatever. Yeah. Cocaine in the bag, baby.
Yeah.
It's right there for you if you want it. Whatever. Oh, boy. So here you come, you know. This is your first time ever having this.
Ever.
And this is the one you've been wanting.
I've been wanting
2016.
That. I've been wanting that since I saw it on TV.
Yes, because TV is where Yoon makes all of his purchases.
It sure is.
So, you know what? I'm going to give you the honor to even
pop. No, it's okay.
No. I'll open it, sir. You can go ahead and open it. You can have the honor of opening that one. Look, he's like a kid in a candy store. Oh, he peels it off. He peels it off nicely and shit. Look at that. Yeah. Did you just blow it off? It's a baby. Yes. Hug it.
I love you.
It'd be funny if it tastes like shit to him.
Oh, man. Watch that drink in and like 4 hours later I get BG. Like, oh, man, my stomach hurts. Just fucking killing me.
Goddamn chocolate.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I like how all Cavalon bottles, too, make that same pop noise. Because they all use the same. What's that smell like? Smell the bottle. Go ahead. Sniff that bottle again.
No.
Not yet. Oh.
Oh, shit. I just touched myself.
Good. What are you giving the ex-bourbon cast, by the way? Last drop, too?
Oh, Kerosene.
Yeah. You're giving all three.
You can feature proof on it.
I'm giving
TLD on all of them.
I'm giving a TLD, too. I'm giving a last drop. So.
All right, sir. Here you go.
So I've had this one before. I don't know. When our 49ers lost in the Super Bowl, I left my jacket over our my buddy Steve's house. I don't know if you saw those photos. And me and him, I went to go get my jacket. Me and him just said, you want some snacks? I was like, sure. He's like, you want a drink? And sure enough, we went to the Cavalon this and the Sherry Cask, and we just...
Oh, that would have been a great consolation prize.
Yeah, because I posted photos saying, like, my 49ers fucking got screwed, but Bicky 21 and some Cavalon sure does make everything feels better.
I think I saw that picture.
Along with some seaweed snacks.
I did see that picture.
God damn it.
I think I even wrote that exact same thing. I said, hey, that's a great consolation prize.
It really fucking is. I gotta tell you.
Fuck.
Somebody posted this photo. Look who's in the top championship, so.
Contenders. Yeah. The bottom. God. That's about right.
Now, granted, this person that sent this to me is a Steelers fan.
Well, duh, that's why he put him up there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they could. but my Niners were there, so I was just like, I'll allow it.
Yeah. Wait, man, that was just one of the most painful Super Bowls to watch. Okay,
yeah,
it wasn't... Okay,
no, it was
least,
painful.
At least the last Super Bowl the Niners were against the Baltimore Ravens, it came down to the wire, which
Thank
was great.
You.
And cool.
But there was no bullshit in that game.
No.
This game, I'm not even just saying this because I'm a Niners fan and I wanted my team to win or whatever, but you got to be – you can't tell me all the bullshit that wasn't called or was called in that fucking game, whatever and shit, and it was just like, you got to be fucking kidding me, whatever.
For me, the only person – because, you know, I'm a blamer. Yeah. I'm not, as other people say, victim blamer. No, I'm just a blamer.
Yeah.
I need to point the blame on somebody because, as you, I have the unconditional love for my Niners.
Damn straight.
And when they lost, I needed to blame somebody.
Man,
so I put 100% blame on...
Kansas City.
Exactly. Well, besides that...
I know Deborah's happy.
Oh, Deborah loves it. Deborah always says, it's yo defense. Like, what do you mean? Your defense.
No.
Could you say our defense
no.
came came through in the second
half.
You know what?
And then do defense.
I don't care. Okay, at the end of the day, you know who lost it.
How many fucking flags got the? Yeah. And then all the holding it was on, and it was like, where the flag? You know what? Fuck it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. We just gonna drink this Ben Ho.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it because you know what? I don't give a shit. We won in my eyes. Spitters or quitters.
Yeah.
And I'm not planning on spitting this, so.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy G.
I'm pouring bigger pours now.
You better win next year.
We get into the deeper pours now. Yeah. I want look at that color.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
Talk about Dookie Water.
Dookie Water. Damn, that smell really came out too. Yeah, so after that game, me and my buddy Steve, man, we were just knocking back Cavalons, just eating these seaweed things. We was just like looking, and we was just like, dude, it doesn't get any better than this right here, man. Fucking snack. Them seaweed snacks went really well with the Cavalon, too.
Because of the salt.
Yeah, it went so fucking well. And that's why we just kept eating more or whatever. And next thing you know, we was only going to eat two. It turned into like 20.
Mm.
So that meant we had like at least about 7-8 pours or whatever shit. And we was just like, I just looked at him and just said, I think I need to go home. Because
was the drive long?
Nah, he lives up in Orange County too, whatever stuff. I mean, you know.
Yeah, so quick.
But, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately.
He lives in such a quiet neighborhood too. When I first got to his house, when I first went there, I didn't even know if it was a house. I was just like, I don't want to be a black dude up in the neighborhood.
Did it remind you of us?
It's on like it's at the end of a block, whatever.
The cul-de-sac?
Closed territory. Not gated community, but they're all big houses. All of them look really nice and stuff. And like,
were you a Rancho Cucamonga?
No, they ain't even close to them. Them houses like shit. But it's nice house and it's quiet. It's fucking like it's so quiet. Like it's just like I feel like something bad about to happen over here. And like his door was open because I was like, he ain't got no lights on. So I just walk in. I was like, hello, black man at the door. I'm not robbing you unless you want me to.
Yeah. Hi, don't you?
Yeah. You got to meet him though. Like he. Because he always goes, actually, you probably would like him because he loves going to K-pop concerts. He'll skip a whiskey event to go to a K-pop one because he always gets backstage passes to go meet the people and shit. And, like, I told him, I said, I want to go with you to one of these things. He's like, let's do it. He's like, I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Does he have any daughters?
I don't think he does. I know he has a kid. I think it's a son. I don't know.
How the hell is he a K-pop fan?
Man, he loves fucking K-pop, whatever.
And he's like Korean?
He's Korean.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm about to say.
He's also a certified dentist.
Okay, I'm about to say. I was like, he's Korean?
He's an international man of mystery.
I see that.
Yeah.
I'm Korean, I don't like K-pop.
Shit, them girls he be fucking posing with, I'd be like, I want to go.
Oh,
that's why I said I want to go. We gonna know. It's like the smell keeps getting stronger. It's like, God damn.
I think what happened was this. I think how you did this tasting, you did it right.
I'm great at doing these
We
pours.
Started this sherry cast.
Yes.
That shit was fire.
That's right, man.
Right? You started, my God. This man lives the life.
Oh, yeah. He's, man, Steve is a man, dude. Like, he's one of the best dudes you'll ever fucking meet or whatever and shit. I should hit him up. Okay. Wow. All this COVID shit kind of fucked it up, whatever, because me and him. We hang out a lot. We're supposed to be doing more of these like Cavalon things, or whatever. But COVID really fucked that up. So
yeah, he lives life. He lives the good life.
Welcome to the good life. Oh, yeah, he got a badass pool and shit too.
Yeah, but okay. Going back to what I said, the nose on the sherry, the first one, fire.
That was the ninth.
Right, subtle fire.
Yeah.
Right. It's just building. It's building.
Yeah.
Right. Because you know. Oh, it's there.
Oh, man. This one smells even smoother than the sherry one, though. This one
it
is,
does.
Like, really, like...
This has that Clorox smell.
This one, although the other two are perfectly balanced, this one is, like, balanced on, like, nobody's other business. Like, well, that's what I love about these bottles, though, too. They all smell and taste different. None of them sound similar or nothing like that. These are all totally different in the fucking smell. Fuck it, I'm ready to drink, goddamn. Drink, motherfucker.
Billions. You don't know how long I've been waiting for this.
Holy shit.
It's been almost 4 years.
Strongest one we've had so far. Oh. Look at him over there. Oh, look at him. Oh, look at him over there. Strongest one we've had so far, right? Which is funny.
No, actually, no.
Yeah?
For me, the...
You think the sherry... Oh,
the sherry, actually, the sherry still has that burn.
The sherry has the lingering one, but this one's on the point, whatever, as far as being stronger.
I could taste the chocolate.
Yeah.
I was in my mind, I had closed my eyes and said...
He really did close his
chocolate,
fucking
chocolate,
eyes.
Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Please, please let me know what he was tasting on the show. And sure enough, that man was on point.
Funny, if you ever meet him or whatever, and he did, he was like, I didn't drink that shit.
He's like,
he's like,
it was just brown water that they colored with food coloring.
He was like, I didn't, he's like, dude.
Who the fuck would get the bottle then?
He's like, dude, I don't fucking drink, dude. Like, he's like, dude, get out of my face. When you throw an egg at his ass, be like, you motherfucker, you just destroyed my dreams.
I lose all respect for him. I'm like, man, you were one of my favorite actors.
I mean, look.
You just lost it for me.
This is just gorgeous as all hell. I mean, this little certificate, this presentation. You know what? It's so clean, too. It's
like
just,
I said,
it's clean.
It
smells
like fucking Clorox. It's got that bleach-esque-ness to
it. It's got like this caramelized chocolate, though, taste to it. It's not just regular chocolate. It's like caramel, caramelized, whatever. It's like all this caramel in it, too, as well. Yeah.
Is it caramel or caramel?
The world may never know.
I know.
Ooh. Sully?
Thank you, Mr. Al.
Sully, tell me. Now, this one is really... So, are you happy with this?
I fuck yeah.
So, you're giving it a 1.5 then?
I'm giving it not even a... I'm not even giving it anything.
Yeah.
I'm giving it nothing.
So, you're staying with your TLDs all the way around so far. Yeah. So,
heat.
So, these have been worth it.
Fuck yeah, they're worth it. Yeah.
I want to, you know, next
thank
time...
Thank you, stimulus check.
You know what?
Tech return.
The next time, I'm going to just pour my glasses and do blind tastings on you.
Okay.
Yeah, and then see, like, if you can figure out which one is which.
Okay.
I know by color, you'll be able to tell which one is the fucking, the ex-bourbon gas, whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That,
yeah.
See, the only two I might have a little,
The port and vinho?
Yep.
Well, wait till taste comes.
That's true.
Because that, the port cast, that's a fucking beast right there, baby. Port cast and whiskey is just...
Man, this has that...
Oh, my God. And there's something about this with this Vinho one. It just has, like, this...
It's this is, out of this, the two so far we've had...
Yeah.
The three that we've had. Of the two prior, this has a very unique...
I was about to say that.
Different note to it.
Yeah.
It has a... I don't want to say it has like this chemical fucking smell, but that's the kind of essence that I get that... differentiated other two.
Well, I think they all have been, because this one's definitely tropical. This one's been like just sherry, got your chocolate in it. This one is like, has like a unique blend of both. It has a little bit of something and everything. And it still has, it still maintains sweetness in it as well, too.
Mm.
Oh my God. Oh shit.
I want to bathe in it.
Oh. Oh, wow, that's really fucking good. I shot mine.
I couldn't.
Well,
I couldn't.
We're wrapping up almost here. That's why
I had to
shoot mine. That's why. We're coming up on the 53-minute mark or whatever stuff. You know, I like to keep these things at an hour now.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
No. Please enjoy yourself, sir. The only reason why I keep them at an hour, people, is because we had some audio issues at the first time. I was like, I'm just going to keep these at an hour.
Okay. How about an hour and 10?
That could work. Hour and 5 at the most.
Okay.
Yeah. Another last drop.
TLD. Stamped it. No races. You can't take it back.
Has there ever been another whiskey week where, because I'm going to post this in June around, like, around my birthday time.
Mm.
It's like, why wouldn't I? Because that's my favorite whiskey, so. Did you just give up Irish whiskey for this, you know? Oh, wait a minute. Big question. Redbreast or Cavalon? Oh, he's like, don't make me choose.
That's tough. That is really tough.
You got history with Redbreast.
I love Redbreast.
You got history with Redbreast.
I love Redbreast.
But it looks like you're building a new
red family. Breast has stained me like it's
but
it's put a
but
a stamp on it.
It looks like you're building a new history.
Oh no! See, it's like I make love to red breasts.
Not recently.
Okay, not recently.
You fucked red breasts.
Right.
You just made love to this Vinho.
Right now, I've been making love to some Cavalon.
Here, let me.
I've been fucking Redbreast.
Let me send you the divorce papers in for Redbreast, whatever. You're like, look, Redbreast.
Don't let them know. I'm cheating.
Look, Redbreast, we may need to separate. It's not you, it's me. It's me.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to talk.
I'm going to come over still. I'm going to visit you. And I'll take care of the kids. Don't worry.
Just send me a text.
Yeah. I'm going to be there for the kids and everything. Yeah. Meanwhile, you on with photos on Instagram, posing with the Cavalon. Like, we so happy.
Yeah. We're happy together.
Yeah. God damn it, no. Redbreast is going like, he was with that bitch again. What?
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I thought you like Irish. I said you were this Taiwanese bitch. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
No. Don't look at it like that. Your Honor, why does bitch gotta make it so complicated?
Can we be together?
Forever?
Yeah. Can I have both of you, Irish and Taiwanese?
To quote Mr. Stephen Wynn, isn't she lovely?
Isn't she lovely? Yes, she sure is.
So, now...
Let's do it.
We're gonna cap the night off now.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
The Cavalon Portcast, which has the highest percentage of alcohol, 58.6.
Oh, tonight we're getting fucked up.
Look at this beauty right here. Look at this lineup right here.
Man, I have to say, I never have thought in my wildest dreams that my life would be this good under these circumstances that I get to enjoy all this deliciousness. So,
especially when the world's getting stupider and crazier, right?
Oh my god.
So, have these lived up to cast strength so far?
They've lived up to that and more.
This is how cast strength is supposed to be done, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I just wanted to get
even
that.
The subtle ex-bourbon cast.
I know, which is like the subtlest one out of all of them. It still hits the points of cash drink.
It's
supposed to be.
Like I said, it hits.
That's what pissed me off the most about the fucking Red Breast bottles. It's like, first of all, hold on. Now, if these were $50, I wouldn't be bitching as much. Yeah, $100, they're trying to prove these are cash drink bottles. But it tastes nothing like cash drink, first of all. Not even compared to the fucking 12 cash drink. It don't even taste like that, by the way. And it's just like, what in the blue shit? What in the blue shit is this? So it pissed me off. But now.
I still have another one. Don't remind me.
It's Portcast time, man. I'm getting dirty with you. I'm gonna rip that motherfucker off.
Ooh. It's like Christina Aguilera. Let's get dirty.
I was gonna say like Red Man and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Getting dirty. Somebody getting dirty.
Alright, maybe you might wanna just yeah.
Oh! I just need one more.
Oh! Oh, you know he died, right?
Damn.
That's long ago. That's completely different.
Holy shit, that smells really fucking good.
That is completely different than what.
I'm gonna put his glass away.
Put that shit in the cup. Yes, time is of the essence right now. So,
yes, it is.
Oh wow, that's buttery as fuck.
Yeah, that's the first sense you get over it. It's like it's buttery as shit on the nose, right?
Yeah, it's buttery. Ooh, oh.
Holy shit. Butterscotch.
Yeah.
It smells like fucking butterscotch.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it this way. If you blind taste test me and put that in front of me, I know exactly what that is.
Yeah. I don't think this is a good idea no more. Because each one have their own unique scent now.
Yeah, everyone has their own unique.
Like, so it's like, hey, that's not a good idea.
Because.
Podcast. Holy shit, dude.
But it's buttery. It's got that uniqueness. Like, I'm about to eat a really sweet piece of bread.
It's almost like a pie.
Yeah.
It's like a sweet dessert after an entree meal or whatever.
Right.
It is like...
And the Vinho has that that chemical burn.
It's got like this unique blend of different flavors. It's almost like a unique blend of all of them or something
that. Then you got the ex-bourbon.
It's like a tropical flavor
and
stuff.
It's very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too crazy. And then when you get to the sherry, it's like in your face. Like,
Watch out now.
Like the shit I said last time. It's like stank feet. Like, oh, oh God.
I love feet.
I know, but you don't want stank feet.
Yeah, like Rob's cousin. Was his brother or cousin?
Who?
Rob's. At the meetup, whatever and stuff, when he was like, let me get them feet. Let me get them feet, nigga. He popped that little fork over. He was like, yeah, let me get them feet.
Like, ow! Oh, he wanted that peaty ass shit.
Oh, we call Pete feet.
Oh, yeah, he that, sure did.
He wanted that feet. And he just looked at me and said, this ain't feety enough.
I was like, yeah, it is, man.
I remember when he opened it, the whole room stank. Oh, God. Damn.
I looked at half of y'all walked away. He's like, oh.
Yeah, no, I stood there and just had that look at my face. Like,
I think you were drinking Cavalon, and you just, like, he opened it right next to you. You was just like,
no, I was on the other table. Yeah, and he opened it. And then I just had that look of disgust and frustration. Like, Like I got BG or something. That's something wrong. Like, oh, damn. And why the fuck did you open that right now? And everyone walked away.
And mind you, that's all he drank to was like peaty shit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna give it a peaty shit.
And then he started making comparisons. He's like, to my LaForge, to this Lager, to this Ardbeg. And I'm just looking at him and just going, you really do like that shit. And he's like, I love this shit, dude.
Yeah, he's like, I love
sucking toes.
Yeah, he's like,
I love feet.
Yeah, I like putting this shit in my mouth.
Yeah. We should have him. Me and you should have him on. Just do a little feet show with him. I just call it feet.
Yeah, that's what you call it. Yeah, you just call that feet.
Yeah. I'm ready to sip this, dude. Fuck this. Let's sip it. Let's sip this bitch.
Man, the nose and the taste is the same.
Yeah, it's totally the fucking same, dude.
Oh, man. That shit is sweet and juicy and delicious.
It's butterscotch like a motherfucker. Like,
oh, man.
It tastes like pork. It tastes like port wine, my friends.
It does.
This tastes like a port wine, though.
It does.
So straight up?
Port cast.
Hey, you know, now. Speaking of raw, almost similar to the Glendronic Platinum he had or whatever. This one's a little bit stronger, though, whatever. So right. It tastes just like a fucking port wine, though. I like this one a lot. It's really fucking good. It smells like brother shit. It's really good.
Put your blood light over here.
I'm getting in my little Wayne voice right now.
Put your blood light over here. Show me what you got.
I show you what I got. Yeah. Pussy juice. What are you thinking of this? What are you thinking? You sipping it yet? What are you doing? No more nose. Sip now. Just go.
I'm just trying to see if it's requiring my voice.
Yes, it is, or whatever. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because you're not talking, motherfucker.
Oh, no. I was just like, I'm
looking at you to get a fucking sense or whatever. You're just over there inhaling in Valhalla.
I am. I feel like I'm in, like.
Well, I need your thoughts, motherfucker, so we can wrap this up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're stalling over here or whatever. Sure.
It's super sweet and super sweet and subtle.
It's funny. It's very subtle, though, too.
Yeah, there's really no craziness in the notes.
The sherry cask is the only one that's, like, in your face, really.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because it's a sherry cask.
But, yeah, like you said, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought, if you'd gave it to me this cup, I would have thought it was a port wine.
I could see that, too.
Yeah, I would have thought it was a port wine until I actually drank it. If you'd have brought it to me and was like, here you go, here, Mr. Cam. Yeah.
Even when you take the... Well, what I like about it, though, too, even when you take the deep inhales, it doesn't burn. It doesn't like the ex-bourbon cat, it doesn't have that sting.
Mm-mm.
It, like... It flows, like, perfectly well. It is, like, so...
It was a good way to end the night.
You know, it's the best way to describe all four of these bottles, though. It's just perfectly balanced.
It is.
They're all perfectly balanced in their own unique way. Yeah. They all have, like, different flavors to them. And some of them use the same flavors, but yet they still have a different uniqueness to it. Ever. I would say the Vinho is the most unique out of them.
Yeah.
I would say this port one, though, I'm a big... I don't know if you noticed, port wine is my favorite. I love port wine. I could fuck with this all day, this port cask right here. This is my shit right here. That sherry cask... That's a good pour for me. This ex-bourbon cat, great everyday pour.
Yep.
I would pour this shit like every day, just like sip this and just go like, yeah, I'm on the beach somewhere chilling. Shit, I'd bring that to the fucking beach. This Vinho, man, that's something special I'd say for when the buddies come over and be like, let's pour this real quick.
That Vinho is like, if I'm going to go out, like you said, if I'm going to go out with the fellas, you know,
Hit and tonight?
Right. And hit the Gentleman's Club and say what's up.
Yeah, which they opened back up, by the way.
Man.
So, I want you to... They're all last drops.
That's true.
I want you to put them in order now.
From what to what?
1 to 4. Which one you drinking? Which one's your favorite to the last? That's going to be hard as fuck for you to do.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and do it. Come on. Give me something. I'm going to give it that you can go Venho.
I have to go Venho because I was expecting it.
This lived up to the expectation.
Yeah, and it lived up to the expectation. I thought it was going to be one of those, fuck, yeah. I saw it, and it's fucking garbage. No, it actually was fucking quite good. And, yeah.
Better than good.
Oh, it's better than good. It's better than sex. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that than a sandwich.
Yeah, it's the same here with tomatoes.
Yeah. I'm going to go Venho, Pour Cask,
okay.
Sherry, and then ex-bourbon.
I'm going to go similar but different. Port Cask, Venho, Sherry, then ex-bourbon.
Yep, okay. I can see that.
So, yeah, this is how it's ranging in my area. So, there you go, people.
Man, people, if y'all get a chance and experience this joy of having Cavalon In your mouth.
Let them know, Dion. Just keep this. In your mouth.
Yeah, keep this bit of information in your brain. Somewhere. Conscious, subconscious.
And that's when I can post that photo.
Never spit.
Look at that beauty photo. All that Cavalon right there. Look at all that right there. Never spit, always swallow,
always
baby.
Always swallow.
Because when you swallow, you a winner. Spit is a quitter, baby.
Exactly.
Don't ever forget that.
Yeah, you never want to fucking spit this shit out.
Hey, you know the perfect time to say that is, I'm your godfather whiskey. I'm JB.
Hey, it's me. I'm you. I'm that guy.
And like I always say, livers will never be the same. Glasses never be dry. And
the space between your legs.
Ooh.
Always be wet.
Ooh.
When you hear my voice.
Spit is a quiz.
Yeah. Melodic.